And it's time now for our morning conversation, and we're going to be visiting with Fair Manager Tom Thompson from the Winnebago County Fair. Hopefully, by the time we get to the fair, things will be warming up just a little bit.
I would hope so, or at least even by the first day of spring, hopefully it feels like spring.
Well, I know you have a big event coming up. Tell us a little bit about the fundraising meal.
Yeah, it's our annual fair fundraiser at the Branding Iron coming up real fast, Saturday, March 25th. Social hour starts at 5:30, meal around 6:30. Always a fun night, real crucial for our fundraising to help fund our entertainment, especially all the free grounds entertainment that we've had these last few years. It's not possible without an event like this. We'll have a bunch of auction items that we'll do on silent and a live auction. And a lot of items already coming in, and we'll keep picking them up. If you want to donate, just reach out to a board member. And if you got some kind of auction item, we'd take about anything. We got all kinds of different stuff, from that Dalvin Cook autographed football to we'll have some chainsaw carvings. Okay. From Pat Doyle again, like we always do. There's always seed beans, seed corn, a lot of, seed and chemical products and stuff like that from, Mike Hansen does a good job going out and finding those guys through the co-op. And, a lot of stuff.
And also some fun and games going on, too, that night.
Yeah, we always have some live entertainment. Well, this year we stepped it up a notch, and we've got the Mind Meddler, Troy Peters. We saw him down at the fair convention in December, and he's kind of a mentalist, a magician type, so he'll be really entertaining. We also have him for at least one day during the fair. So.
Okay. Well, if someone wants to get tickets for this event, how can they go about doing that?
You can track down one of our fair board guys or ladies, and we do have them. You can actually buy a ticket online. Check the website, WinnebagoCoIowaFair.com. There are plenty of tickets available. There usually is room if you come that night, but it's good for us and the Branding Iron to know if you're going to come, so we make sure we have enough food.
And the food's going to be good.
It's always good.
With Danny cooking it, it's going to be good.
It's always good, yeah. Because it is, if you don't want to eat that delicious Fair Board or Branding Iron meal, you can come and just bid on the auction.
Okay.
You come in a little later and you can just bid on auction items.
So let's talk a little bit about the upcoming fair. Give us the dates on this year's edition of the Winnebago County
Fair. July 13th to the 16th. This year we've got a pretty good lineup again. We're having a rodeo back for the first time in a few years, Honey Creek Rodeo. They do a little bit more of the junior rodeo, so they'll have some younger kids riding bulls, which we're looking forward to. We got Cycle Circus coming back. They went over really well last year. We've got Impressionist Mike Walker, and he is the headliner. He's the main guy for the band that we have. A new band coming this year is Bon Jour, which is a Bon Jovi and Journey tribute band.
Okay, that makes sense. Okay.
I don't know. Have you ever heard of anybody that doesn't like Bon Jovi or Journey? I don't.
Not that I know of.
Right.
I know I do. So.
So. And I know if you Google them, there's a lot of Bon Jovi and Journey tribute bands, and there's other bands named Bon Jour. So follow us on Facebook and make sure you, if you want to look them up. And if it's not Mike Walker singing, which, I mean, that guy is extremely talented.
He is very talented. I happened to see him in Branson a couple years back.
Yeah, he does a show in Branson on a regular basis. And so anything from, John Bon Jovi to Conway Twitty, he can, and Willie Nelson, he does it all.
And if you shut your eyes, you would never know.
Right. And then we've got barrel racing again. We'll have Tough Trucks. And that Saturday night is actually Tough Trucks and Bon Jour following that. So that'll be a big night. So if you come for Tough Trucks, stick around for a really good concert. And then, of course, the Demo Derby again. We've got the High Flying Pages back as our main grounds entertainment. They went over really well last year. We got the Mini Tractor Pullers coming back. Like I said, the Mind Meddler. And we've got Circus Man, Jason DeVaud. He was really entertaining We found him down at Fair Convention also.
And those mini tractors are loud.
They're loud, and yes. I think we're moving them out of the shelter house this year, so they'll be out a little bit more in the open under a tent, I believe.
It's fun to watch, though. I was surprised how much noise those little tractors can make.
Yeah, they're real. It's. I think it's impressive.
It is impressive, yep. Now tell us a little bit about some of the work that the Fair Board does throughout the year.
We kind of do work year-round.
Yeah.
There's always, you know, a few grounds improvements to do, working on events like this, you know, getting ready for the fundraiser, all kinds of things.
So they have a good group that works very hard to being part of that Fair Board.
Right. And one thing I should mention, too, I know we sent out our sponsor packets recently, and I think we got some of those coming back. If you didn't get one, I know we missed a few, let us know. That sponsor program went over really good last year, and so along with this fundraiser, those sponsorships are crucial for us to do what we want to do.
And that's a real quick again, Tom, run down all the details about the upcoming meal.
Yeah, 5:30, March 25th, Saturday. Be there at 5:30 for a social hour. We have a cash bar, a meal at 6:30. The Mind Meddler will perform sometime after that. We'll have our silent auction and then a live auction, and be a good night, always a good night.
And if people want to get more information about this, they can find your website and the Facebook page as well.
Right, just follow us on Facebook. We've got some pictures of auction items
up
already, and we'll just keep posting them as they come in. So,
well, Tom, we do want to thank you for taking the time to come in and visit with us today about the upcoming Winnebago County Fair, and that's our morning conversation today on KIW.